Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you stay safe and stay healthy. Welcome, brothers and sisters in Christ, all visitors to our online service. We hope you found joy and uplifting when you worshiped with us a few minutes ago. May you find hope and encouragement from the sermon we preach.
希望你保持安全和健康。欢迎弟兄姐妹和所有来宾到我们的线上崇拜。希望几分钟前与我们一起敬拜时，您得到喜乐与振奋。愿你从信息中获得希望和鼓励。
We live in an unprecedented time, the COVID-19 pandemic, since the beginning of this year. Fear that gripped on the entire world.All minds on security and safety in society surface. Globally, there are over 10 million infections and 500,000 deaths due to COVID-19. Singapore entered into circuit breaker and lockdown for a total of 73 days. Fear drives the Singapore leaders to drastic safety measures through enforcement of law for safety, a new normal surface.Fear. What is this fear all about? Bottom line is fear of death, isn't it?
我们生活在前所未有的时期，就是从今年初开始的冠状疫情，恐惧笼罩了整个世界，有关社会安全与保障的疏漏也出现了。冠状疫情在全球导致超过1000万人的感染。50万人的死亡，新加坡也进入了73天的阻断措施与封锁。恐惧驱使新加坡领导人采取了一系列严厉的安全措施。由于恐惧，一个新常态出现了。这是什么恐惧呢？不过是害怕死亡的恐惧，不是吗
？Every one of us encounters many kinds of fears in our lives.Each of us will tell life story that is always a part of fear in our life.
我们每个人在生活中都会遇到多种恐惧。如果我们每个人都能讲述我们的生命的故事，那么生活中总会有恐惧。
What is your fear today? Perhaps unrest, uncertainty, deadly diseases.Cyber attack, losses, loneliness, insecurity, death, and etc. The least can go on.
你今天的恐惧是什么？也许是动荡、不确定性、致命疾病、网络攻击、损失、孤独、没有安全感或死亡等等。
We all want to be protected.Those things we fear, things that can harm us and threaten our security.
我们每个人都希望得到保护，免受我们担心的那些可能伤害我们的，并威胁我们的安全事情。
Is it not comforting and reassuring to know that in times of fear, Jesus, the Good Shepherd, cares for us and provides us?
知道在面对恐惧的时候，耶稣，我们的好牧人关心我们，并提供我们所需的安全感，是不是让我们感到安慰
？I find Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, comforting. It reminds me that I lack nothing because Jesus protects, provides, guides, and cares for me. He is the shepherd of my life, and I love my shepherd.
我觉得诗篇23篇，耶和华是我的牧者，很是安慰。他提醒我，有了耶稣的保护、供应、引导和照顾，我一无所缺。他是我生命的牧者，我爱我的牧者。
Jesus, the Son of God, revealed Himself as every person's true need. We need to know deeply who.Jesus is. The seven I am statement found only in the Gospel of John tells us why we must believe in Jesus. And let me recap the seven I am.
上帝的儿子耶稣是我们每个人真正的需要。我们需要深刻地了解耶稣是谁。仅在约翰福音中出现的七个我是，告诉我们为什么我们必须相信耶稣。让我们回顾一下那七个我是。
They are, we will show you the screen, the bread of life, John chapter 6, verse 5-48, which we have covered in March. The light of the world, John chapter 8, verse 12, chapter 9, verse 5, covered in April. The gate of the sheep, John chapter 10, verse 7 and 9, covered today. The Good Shepherd, John chapter 10, verse 11 to 14. The resurrection and the life, John chapter 11, verse 25. The way, the truth, and the life, John chapter 14, verse 6. The vine, John 15, verse 1 to 5.
那七个我是就是我是生命的粮，在约翰福音六章五节四十八节。我们在三月已经讲过了。我是世界的光，约翰福音八章十二节、九章五节，我们在四月的时候讲过了。今天我们会讲我是羊的门，是在约翰福音十章第七与第九节。我是好牧人，约翰福音十章十一、十四节。我是复活与生命，约翰福音十一章二十五节。我是道路、真理与生命，约翰福音十四章六节。我是葡萄树，约翰福音十五章一节与五节。
John chapter 10 is a wonderful chapter. Here Jesus used a parable to teach about the shepherd's relationship with the sheep and reaffirms his claim as God's son who cares for our safety.
约翰福音十章很精彩，耶稣在这里用一个比喻来教导牧羊人与羊的关系，并重申他是神的儿子，他在乎我们的安全。
In John chapter 10, we have who I am, claimed by Jesus, out of seven I am claimed. First, I am the gate for the sheep. Second, I am the gate, I am the good shepherd.
在约翰福音十章中，耶稣有两个我是。就是七个中的其中两个，第一个是我是羊的门，第二个是我是好牧人。
In ancient literature and culture, especially Near East, the shepherd metaphor was widely used as a designation of leadership, especially in Israel.
在古代文学和文化中，特别是在近东，牧羊人的比喻被广泛用作代表领导者，尤其是在以色列。
Shepherd imagery also appears in Old Testament prophetic books like Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Psalm.
牧羊人的比喻也出现在旧约的预言书中，例如以赛亚书、耶利米书、以西结书和诗篇。
Ezekiel 34 is significant in providing the theological background of John chapter 10.
以西结书三十四章在为约翰福音十章提供神学背景方面意义重大。
The Pharisees and religious leaders of Israel failed to care for their flock, the nations of Israel. John chapter 10 introduces Jesus, the good shepherd who cares for his sheep. Some 103 says, "We are his people, the sheep of his pasture."
以色列的法利赛人和宗教领袖没有照顾他们的羊群。以色列国，约翰福音十章介绍了耶稣是照顾他羊群的好牧人。诗篇一百篇三节说：“我们是他的民，也是他草场的羊。”
This sermon will focus on I am the gate of the sheep.We learn three important points about Jesus and two truths to apply in our lives.
这边讲到的重点是，我是羊的门。我们会学习三个有关耶稣的重点。 点和两个适用于我们生活的真理。
Jesus said, and we can find safety in Him. There is no fear when we follow Jesus.
耶稣在乎我们，我们也可以在他里面得到安全。当我们跟随耶稣时，没有恐惧。
So I propose the two divisions: true shepherd, John chapter 10 verse 1 to 6; true gate, John chapter 10 verse 7 to 10. You see in your PowerPoint.
我们的讲道会分成两个段落，第一个段落讲到真牧羊人，在约翰福音十章一到六节；第二个段落是讲到真的门，约翰福音十章七到十节。
Let us dive into Division One, the True Shepherd, John chapter 10, verse 1 to 6.
我们开始先来看段落一，真牧羊人。是在约翰福音十章一到六节。
I'm going to ask you to read these verses.
现在我会把这六节读出来。我实实在在地告诉你们，人进羊圈，不从门进去，倒从别处爬进去，那人就是贼，就是强盗。从门进去的才是羊的牧人，看门的就给他开门，羊也听他的声音。他按着名叫自己的羊，把羊领出来，既放出自己的羊来，就在前头走，羊也跟着他，因为认得他的声音。羊不跟着牲人，因为不认得他的声音，必要逃跑。耶稣将这比喻告诉他们，但他们不明白所说的是什么意思。
I divided this into two parts, good and bad shepherd.
我将这一段分成两部分，好与坏的牧羊人。
The first part, good and bad shepherd, is found in verses 1 to 2.
这个我们可以在第一跟第二节找到。
This passage is a continuation of Jesus' revelation to the blind man who healed, and his response to the Pharisees in John chapter 9, verse 35 to 41.
这个经文是耶稣对他治愈的瞎子的启示，和他对法利赛人的回应，记载在约翰福音九章35到41节。
The opening phrase in John chapter 10 verse 1, "I tell you, Pharisees," is an expression followed by previous teaching in John chapter 9 after the Feast of Tabernacles.
约翰福音十章一节的开始说道：“我告诉你，法利赛人。”是耶稣在约翰福音九章祝棚节之后的教导所表达的。
We recall Jesus healed the man born blind physically and spiritually, but also pronounced judgment on the Pharisees who were spiritually blind in John chapter 9 verse 41.
我们记得耶稣治愈了在生理上和属灵上的瞎子，但也审判了在属灵上瞎了的法利赛人。在约翰福音九章四十一节。
So in verses 1 to 2, Jesus gave a parable. He contrasted the good and the bad shepherds.
在第一与第二节，耶稣讲了一个比喻，他对比了牧羊人的好坏。
Verse 1, Jesus identified the one who climbs over the wall of the sheep and of the sheepfold instead of using the proper gate as a thief and a robber.
在第一节中，耶稣说。人进羊圈，不从门进去，倒从别处爬进去，那人就是贼，就是强盗。
Thief is cunning and seeks to avoid detection, but the robber is more aggressive and he can cause physical injury.
强盗很狡猾，试图避免被发现，但强盗更具攻击性，可能造成人体伤害。
Deception and violence are characteristic of a bad shepherd. The thieves and robbers were religious leaders who rejected Jesus and threw the man born blind killed by Jesus out of the synagogue in John chapter 9, verse 16, 24, 28, and even 34. The synagogue is the Jewish place of worship, prayer, and reading of Torah.
欺骗和暴力是坏牧羊人的特征，强盗和盗贼是宗教领袖，他们拒绝了耶稣，并将那位耶稣 医治好的瞎子从犹太会堂中赶了出来。我们可以从约翰福音九章十六、二十四、二十八与三十四节看到，犹太会堂是犹太人崇拜、祈祷和阅读摩西五经的地方。
Here the Pharisees were the bad shepherds who refused to obey prescribed by Moses and the prophets and pointed to Jesus. They did not listen.
法利赛人在这里是坏牧羊人，他们拒绝摩西和先知的道，因为他们指向耶稣，他们没有听。
The bad shepherds of today are also cunning and deceptive. Who are they?They are the ones who preach and not the doctrinal preaching, example, prosperity gospel, you give more and you will receive more, promoting greed and pride. Bad shepherds can also use social media to deceive, to deal with false teaching. Be on guard against the false teaching, who may also be preached in church. The best way is to check the preachingwith the Bible. The noble brilliant Jews in Acts chapter 17 verse 11 to 12 check false teachings against the scripture.
今天的坏牧羊人也是狡猾且具有欺骗性的，他们是谁？他们的讲道不是有教义的，例如繁荣性的福音，你付出多少你就会得到更多，从而促进贪婪和自豪感。不良的牧羊人会利用社交媒体给予错误的教导来欺骗人，要小心防备可能在教会中的错误教导。最好的方法就是查考圣经。在使徒行传十七章十一到十二节中，高贵的比利亚犹太人查考圣经，要晓得保罗的教导对不对。
Question is, do you check against the Bible every timeWord preach.
问题是，你每次听了讲道，有没有查考圣经？
In verse 2, it contrasts the good shepherds who enter by the prescribed way, the gate, which in this parable seems to be the prophecies of Christ fulfilled. As a good shepherd, he entered by the authorized way.
在第二节说到，好牧人是按照规定的方式进入羊圈。在这个比喻中，师父是指基督所应验的预言。作为好牧人，他从授权的大门进入。
We move now to part 2, verses 3 to 4. We have Jesus, the true shepherd. There are three important points to learn about this Jesus, the true shepherd.
接下来我们来看第二部分，在第三和第四节。我们有耶稣是真正的牧人。要了解真正的牧人，耶稣基督有三个重要的要点。
First important point, Jesus knows his sheep. Verse 3.
第一个要点，耶稣认识他的羊，在第三节。
Jesus knows each sheep by name. If you are a believer, you are his sheep, and he knows you by name.It suggests a personal and intimate relationship. You do not call a person Oi, but you call him by name.
第一要点，耶稣认识他的羊。第三节，耶稣按名字认识每只羊。如果你是一个信徒，那么你就是他的羊。他按名字认识你，这有着个人与亲密的关系。你不会称呼某某人喂，而是叫他的名字。
In addition, Jesus knows the gatekeeper. Some identify the gatekeeper as John the Baptist or the Holy Spirit. The gatekeeper acts as a doorkeeper of the sheep pen, who authorizes and opens the gate for the true shepherd, just like the army sentry duty or guard duty when anyone enters the army camp, you will open to authorize army personnel.
此外，耶稣认识看门的人。有些人认为看门的人是施洗约翰或圣灵。看门的人就是羊圈的门卫， 权并为真正的牧羊人打开门，就像军队的消兵值班只为经授权的军人开门。
Jesus also knows you perfectly. Not only he knows you by name, but everything about you, your character, your desire, your anxiety, your struggle, your fear. He also knows his eternal purpose for you.
耶稣也完全认识你，他不仅知道你的名字，而且了解你的一切，你的性格，你的欲望，你的焦虑，你的挣扎，你的恐惧，他也知道他对你的永恒目的。
Question: Are you not confident that Jesus is the true shepherd who not only know you by name, but everything about you?
问题：你是否对耶稣那真正的牧羊人，不仅知道你的名字，还有你的一切感到安慰
？The second important point.Is Jesus lists his sheep in verses 3b to 4.
第二个重点是耶稣带领他的羊在第三节的下半段到第四节。
Jesus himself lists his sheep by going ahead and not driving from behind. The writer in Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10 says, He calls Jesus.Pioneer of their salvation. Because of our sin, no human being could enter the presence of the Holy God. So Jesus went ahead of us, bring us with him. This is through his sacrificial death on the cross for our sin. He intercedes for us so we can follow him to God the Father.
耶稣在前头带领自己的羊，而不是从后面驱赶。希伯来书的作者在二章十节说，称耶稣是他们得救的元帅，因为我们的罪过没有人可以进入神圣的同在，所以耶稣走在我们前面将我们带入，这是他通过他在十字架上为我们的罪而牺牲，他为我们代祷，以便我们跟随他到父那里去。
Jesus is always leading. Always going ahead of us, and always staying close, keeping us safe and secure, bringing supernatural peace and strength for every day. Therefore, the sheep listens attentively to the shepherd's voice and obey.
耶稣一直在领导，总是在我们前面，并且总是保持清静，使我们安全有保障。为每天带来超自然的平安与力量，因此羊群专心聆听牧羊人的声音并顺从。
In addition, Jesus leads, guides, and protects the sheep with his providential care, as in Psalm 23 and even in Psalm 121, we call this the traveler's psalm that I will recommend you to read.
耶稣带领、引导和保护羊群。正如诗篇二十三篇和一百二十一篇，一百二十一篇也被称作愚者阅读的诗篇，我鼓励大家阅读。
Question: Do you listen to Jesus' voice and let him lead you your whole life, or you just want him to be part of your life and you always want to be on the driver's seat?
问题：你是否听耶稣的声音？并让他带领你的一生，还是你只是想让他带领你生命的一部分，因为你自己想坐在驾驶座位上。
The third point of Jesus is Jesus' sheep will not follow stranger in verse 5.
我们看第三个重点是记载在第五节，耶稣的羊不会跟随陌生人。
Jesus is not only the good shepherd, but also the supreme and sovereign shepherd.
耶稣不仅是好牧人，而且还是至高无上的牧羊人。
Jesus contrasts the shepherds and the stranger. The nature of the sheep is to follow the shepherd, but they will not follow stranger, the stranger's voice. Instead, they will flee from the stranger because the stranger's voice sounds strange.
耶稣把牧羊人和陌生人做个对比，羊群的本 性是跟随牧羊人，但他们不会跟随陌生人的声音，而是逃避陌生人，因为那个声音很奇怪。
Jesus ensured the sheep who are chosen and called by God will never follow any stray.
耶稣确保被上帝拣选和呼召的羊永远不会跟随任何陌生人。
In the case of formerly blind man healed by Jesus in John chapter 9, he refused to follow the Pharisees because it is the sheep of the true shepherd, Jesus Christ.
在约翰福音九章中，那耶稣所医治的瞎子拒绝跟从法利赛人，因为他是真正牧羊人，耶稣基督的羊。
Question: How do you ensure you do not follow the stranger?
问题。你如何确保你不会跟随陌生人？
The principle in this division is a true shepherd demonstrates a genuine relationship with his sheep. Principle number one, a true shepherd demonstrates a genuine relationship with his sheep.
这个观后的原则意是一个真正的牧羊人与他的羊有真诚的关系。
Genuine relationship is always demonstrated by thoughts, words, and action, just like husband and wife, parents and children, brothers and sisters.
真诚的关系总是通过思想、言语和行为表现出来，就像丈夫和妻子、父母和孩子、兄弟姐妹一样。
What do your thoughts, words, and action?Review your relationship with the true shepherd, Jesus Christ.
你的思想、言语和行为如何表现出你和真正的牧羊人耶稣基督的关系？
Is your life transformed by the genuine relationship, and how do others see your transformed life?
你的生命是否因这种真诚的关系而改变？其他人如何看待你改变的生命？
Next, the parable illustrated by the use of true gate in division 2, true gate, John chapter 10, verse 7 to 10.
接下来我们看到，段落二是讲到真的门，在约翰福音十章七到十节。
I shall ask our sister Kalan to read verse 7 to 10.
我会读七到十节，所以耶稣又对他们说。我实实在在地告诉你们，我就是羊的门。凡在我以先来的，都是贼，是强盗，羊却不听他们。我就是门，凡从我进来的，必然得救，并且出入得草吃。盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要叫羊或者人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
See the Pharisees.Did not understand the parable as mentioned in verse 6, and so Jesus gave the illustration of true gate to bring out two truths about his life work, Messiah and salvation.
我们看到法利赛人不理解第六节中提到的比喻，因此耶稣用真实的门做示范，以带出关于他生命的两个真理，就是弥赛亚和救恩。
Verse 7, therefore Jesus said again, Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. This is the third I am in the book of John.
在第七节，看到，所以耶稣又对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你，我就是羊的门。这是约翰福音中的第三个我是。
Jesus used the word the gate of for the sheep as an illustration that he is the gate of eternal life. Jesus is the only way to God and to life with Him. Those who enter through Him are rescued from evil power, given eternal life, and spared from God's judgment for sin. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And in Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, For the wages of sin is death.But the gift is of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
耶稣用羊的门这个词来说明他是永生的门。耶稣是通过 神和他的唯一途径。那些通过他进入的人已经从邪恶的捆绑中被救赎，被赋予永生的生命，并摆脱了上帝对罪的审判。罗马书三章二十三节说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。罗马书六章二十三节也说，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
Jesus himself is both the shepherd and gate into eternal life, God's kingdom and God's family, and he never entertained the thought of other spiritual pathway which do not recognize him as a unique savior.
耶稣本人既是牧羊人，又是通往永生神的国度和神的家庭的大门，他也从不接受其他不承认他是唯一救主的想法。
Verse 8 highlights Jesus protects the sheepfold from unwarranted and even destructive entrance described as thieves and robbers.
第八节强调耶稣保护羊圈，免受不必要的甚至破坏性的路口，他是那些为小偷和强盗。
Here we find the first truth, Jesus, the only Messiah and gate to God the Father.
这里我们看到第一个真理，就是耶稣是唯一的弥赛亚，是通往父神的门。
Now in verse 9 to 10, Jesus gave five essential promises for those who enter his gate.
在第九到第十节，耶稣对进入他的门的那些人给出了五个基本的应许。
First, salvation. Salvation will be saved. Jesus as Savior of the sheep, Shepherd provides physical protection, but Jesus provides spiritual salvation with that deep purpose for his incarnation, of his incarnation.
第二个是讲到救赎。将得救，耶稣是羊的救主，牧羊人提供了肉体的保护，但是耶稣提供了属灵的救赎，他道成肉身的救赎目的。
Second promise is on security. The phrase will come in and out, figure of speech, movement unhindered, secure and safe, because God's guidance and protection.As in Psalm 121 verse 8, the Lord will watch over your coming and going both now and forevermore.
第二个应许是安全性，将进出，这个比喻行动不受阻碍，因为神的指引与保护，在诗篇121篇第八节中的指导和保护，他说你出你入，耶和华要保护你从今时直到永远。
How wonderful to have this assurance in this present day filled with threats like pandemic, epidemic, natural disaster, and terrorism, and even temptation.
在今日的威胁和诱惑中，比如那些疫情、流行病、自然灾害和恐怖主义，在这些中，我们能够得到这种保证，真是太好了。
The third promise is satisfaction. The phrase fine pasture speaks of gracious provisions of Jesus for his sheep. We receive blessing even though they face suffering, physical, emotional, and intellectual suffering. Therefore, there is peace and joy in suffering.
第三个应许是满足，找到牧场。讲到他的恩典的供应，耶稣的羊即使面临苦难，比如肉体、情感、智力方面的苦难，也将得到祝福，因此苦难中有平安与喜乐。
The fourth promise is life. The phrase may have life. Thief come to steal and destroy, but Jesus came and gave life, eternal life with him.
第四个应许是生命，也许有生命，抢不来。无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏，但耶稣赐予生命，与他永远在一起。
Now the fifth promise, abundance, The phrase have it to the full, life in full measure. To have circles so that we can show and share with others. Fulfilling life on earth and spiritual life forever.
第五个应许是丰盛，得的更丰盛，充实的生命，拥有充裕、有余，以便你可以与他人分享，在地上有满足的生活和永生的生命。
Help you to remember these five promises. I quote it as SSSLA, which means salvation, security, satisfaction, life.
要让大家更加记得耶稣的这五个应许，就是救赎、安全、满足、生命与丰盛。
This gives us the second truth and also the second principle. Jesus is the only shepherd who provides safety and abundant life. Second principle is that Jesus is the only shepherd who promises salvation and abundant life.
这就给了我们第二个原则：耶稣是唯一提供安全和丰富生命的牧羊人。原则二就是耶稣是唯一应许得救和丰富生命的牧羊人。What
is your life shows clearly is that you have received salvation and abundant life in Jesus.
你的生命中有什么能让你清楚看到耶稣的救恩和丰富的生命
？Who are you reaching out? The message of salvation and abundance life in Jesus.
你在向谁传达耶稣的救恩和丰富生命的信息？
Are you delighted to influence for Jesus?
你是否高兴能为耶稣做出影响？
Now in conclusion, let me sum up what we have learned.
在总结的时候，我们来看看我们今天所学到的东西。
We will have a PowerPoint. Sure. First, Jesus is the good shepherd because he has in the interest of his sheep as a priority. He did not seek to exploit those he loved. Is this true of your relationship with others? Are you a good shepherd or do you see people for your own advantage?
第一个我们学到的就是耶稣是好牧人，因为他的羊，他以羊的利益为优先。 他没有剥削他所爱的人，你与他人的关系是否也是如此？你是不是好牧人，还是你是为了自己的利益而已？
The second learning point is that the mark of sheep belongs to a shepherd is that they hear his voice and do not follow that false shepherd of piper action by sound. Question is. What does this tell you about people who seek counsel of the strongest and the wisest professionals but neglect reading the Word of God and listening to the Good Shepherd? Have you ever been misled by people who make attractive promises with charismatic personality but are motivated by self-interest?
第二点就是羊的标志是他们听到自己牧羊人的声音。 并且不跟随牧羊人的声音，并且不跟随牧羊或虚假的牧羊人或吹笛者，对于那些寻求最强悍和最睿智的专业顾问，却忽视了阅读上帝的话语的人，你有什么看法？你是否曾经被那些做出吸引人的承诺、具有超凡魅力但自私的人所误导？
The third learning point as the gift is a passageway into something. So Jesus is the way to something. Later on, he will say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. In chapter 14, verse 6 of the Gospel of John, Jesus is the entryway into the sheepfold of God. There is only one way to life, and that is Jesus. Have you found the gate of life?
第三点是 因门是通向某处的通道，所以耶稣也是通向某处的道路。他在约翰福音14:6节说：“我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”耶稣是。 全的通道，只有一种方法能得到生命，那就是借着耶稣。你找到生命的门了吗？
The first learning point, Jesus did not claim to be a door, but the only door to the sheepfold of God. Simply put, without Jesus, there is no salvation, no refuge, no security, no shepherd. Enter by the narrow gate, said Jesus. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13.
第四点，耶稣不是自称是门，而是通往羊圈的唯一门。简单的说，没有基督就没有救赎，没有庇护，没有安全，没有羊圈。耶稣在马太福音七章十三节说：“你要进窄门。”
The fifth learning point: Jesus is the gate of life, who knows and protects his followers. Do you know him? And you believe Jesus? Your choice today decides your eternal destiny and direction. Will you choose Jesus, who is the gate of life, who knows and protects his followers?
第五点。耶稣是认识和保护他的门徒的生命之门。你认识他吗？你相信耶稣了吗？你今天的选择决定了你 永恒的命运和方向。你会选择生命之门耶稣吗？他认识并保护他的门徒。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear God, we follow you, come from you, praise you for the great love for each one of us.Thank you for the good shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. Give us wonderful promises of salvation, security, satisfaction, life in abundance. Thank you, Lord, for your word that speaks forth of your love, your grace, and mercy. May we dig into your word and help us to hear the good shepherd's voice and not other person's voice. For he is the only shepherd, the true shepherd.And loves us and cares for us, and goes ahead of us, watching us going out in trouble. We pray all this in the great mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.